analysts when baby boomers stop riding, there aren't enough millennials taking up the slack. Keith Peters reporting.
A man who police say broke into a southern Michigan apartment, attacking his ex-girlfriend with a sword, has been ordered to get a competency evaluation. Battle Creek police say the 35-year-old woman lost a thumb and two fingers when she was attacked January 12th with a 3-foot sword. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and the epicenter of the changes in downtown Reading right here. 7:05 here on the morning of the 31st of January, the last day of January, nights of the big moons and all that. We'll talk about that. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. New interior, great customer, same great customer service, same great walk-in humidor, and more. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show. And good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Linda.
Yeah, you know, Bob, thank you,
Sue,
for a great news read.
Good morning, Carl.
Bob Belongi, Brenda's having a bit of a procedure.
A medical procedure.
And so Bob is with his wife, as he should be.
And she's fine, by the way.
Yeah, you know, she's good. So he'll be back tomorrow. And so, meanwhile, we love the fact that Sue's at the helm. She's so amazing. We're so happy to have her on our team.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 66 with north winds 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 45. Thursday's going to call for partly sunny with a high near 71. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 46. Friday, high of 75. Guys, get ready for this. Friday night, 48. Saturday, 75.
You know what?
Sunday, 77.
Is winter gone?
I think so.
Can we say
no.
Winter's gone?
I think it went up. Maybe it's on vacation.
Listening to the weatherman today, and I check a number of different channels, but they're all saying the same thing. We're looking like for the next two and a half weeks, maybe even 3 weeks.
No.
There's not going to be
any
rain.
I'm holding out. I think I'm hoping that we're going to just have this late February and March, rainy,
and
cold.
April.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wouldn't
because
be
it has snowed in May before.
Wouldn't that be great if it just rained?
No, it's
just
okay.
Rained and rained.
I don't like it to go too far because I do get depressed if it rains too much.
Okay, how about this? How about if it just rains during the night? For like 8 hours during the night, and then the sun comes out the next day,
it
rains again, you know, in the evening, so you can run around all day and feel good and then sleep at night with the rain coming down.
Just like Trump said, we will prevail.
We will prevail.
We the people will prevail. Okay, a couple things about that. No, but first I want to say thank you to our weather sponsor, which is Shasta Gas Propane, and later at 8 o'clock, Chuck Kinney's going to be on. Love to hear all about him. You'll love to hear all about him and his family and the business that he's worked so hard.
He
and this guy
and Judy have built.
Flies all over the world. You may not want to talk about it, but we'll boast a little bit before he gets on here. But anyway, they bring us the weather. They sponsor the weather. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Now,
You can pay on time in certain areas.
Oh, that's cool.
You can, because a lot of times if you need a lot of fuel because it's cold, it's going to get big fuel bills, but they can spread that out.
They will work with you.
These are great people.
And like we were talking about, they sponsor orphanages and they fly around and do amazing things in this world.
Well, when you hear where he's going to next, and I mean, but it's not going to do, he's just not going there just to go there like a lot of people do. He goes there to help things. Anyway, Chuck's going to be here at 8 o'clock. 7:30, we're going to have Seth Magaha here from Turtle Bay.
And you want to stand by because we're going to be giving away
tickets. Okay. Now, a lot of things happened. The State of the Union address. First of all, Preston Sharp. Our own little Preston Sharp.
And April,
right here,
his mother.
Well, our own little Preston Sharp was honored by the President of the United States. And there was April, his mom, sitting right next to him, and just a lovely lady. And you can tell how proud she is. But Preston has got just one of those types of smiles that are just dynamite. And he is sitting right next to Melania.
The first lady.
The first lady of the United States. And he's in it, and you could just, I mean, you know, he was pointed out, everybody, that's one of the few times that everybody got off their little well-coiffured and their fat butts in the State of the Union.
And their chip on their shoulder.
And their chips on their shoulder, and they actually all got up and applauded and smiled.
Yeah.
So, but how could you not when you've got a kid that age that's trying to do something to honor veterans? And so they all got up and applauded, as they should.
It's been a big year for him because when April, when I was first introduced to April, I mean, I've known about April, but first introduced to April, and she worked on a special project for us here at KCNR that was this, you know, salute to the veterans for Christmas. And that was really nice to have her in with us working on that. So we got to know more about what she and Preston were up to. So they went Disney, did a special on him, filmed him. It's not out yet, I don't think, but he went to they went to Disneyland. They flew him in there, and he was in the parade. It could have been in Orlando. I'm not really sure. It could have been Disney World.
It could have been the Grand. I don't know. But he also has been honored by a variety of other organizations.
Another Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C. But this one was, I hope it brings attention to it, because he's put out over 40,000 flags and carnations on these. And a lot of times people have invited him up to places, and they don't pay for it. And they expect him to bring the flags and the carnations and pay for his own way up there and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they're there getting, you know, we have Preston Sharp here. Well, that takes money. And so there's a GoFundMe site, and you need to look at, we'll find it and put it on our website so you can go there and help out with it. But, you know, that money is used to further the flags and the flag and flowers challenge.
That's right. And like when she recently, April had said that they went to Chico and there were 80 people that are just volunteers that came and helped because, you know, not one person can do 2,000 graves.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and there are a lot of people are helping. And he would love for a single nationwide. Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat like the Wreaths Across America or Missing in America Project. All that. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Moving on from that. I thought that President Trump's State of the Union address was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was. He addressed things that, like, the economy, where it has become, you know, so strong. The fact that, and he turns to the, you know, Democrats, he says it is the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans in 47 years and the lowest unemployment rate for Hispanics ever in history. And you know what? When he says that, there's just absolutely, they had Pelosi's face. It was like she was chewing on something she didn't like. You know, like something you bite into a piece of chicken and you get gristle. It was like her mouth was moving.
It was like her mouth was moving
around like that. It was kind of like,
She was. It was not pretty.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
I'm sorry. Well, get that thing out of your mouth, whatever you're sucking on.
Whatever you're sucking on. Well, you know what she's sucking on defeat.
I was thinking air, but
it was sucking air. Anyway, but then, he talked about, he reached out, he said, we got to do something about our infrastructure. We need to, he offered up, now this is going to really irritate a lot of people. He offered up a path to citizenship for 1.8 million people, not 800,000.
That are already here.
Yeah, that he says are already here. But he wants to stop chain migration. He wants to build the wall. Here's, you know, he's willing to trade citizenship for people here for building a wall to keep people out. And I can't understand. I mean, I think maybe 1.8 million, I'd have to go see those numbers. That seems like awfully high. But, if it's a, you know, if it's a plan that takes 10 years and you earn your way in and all, okay, okay, blah, 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 blah. But we've got to stop the influx into our country. How could you not, okay, you know, what, here's your trade. We're going to build a wall or build, you know, it could be symbolic in some places because you don't need a wall because you've got all types of electronics. Other places, it will be a wall. What, I don't understand the problem with Democrats for not wanting to accept something like that. I mean, I just don't. In fact, remember what we did was after the State of the Union, we flipped around the channels to see what people are saying.
Yes.
MSNBC. Oh my God!
Completely.
It's like the vitriol, the anger, the absolute dislike for this guy.
The Nancy Pelosi face.
Oh my goodness! And I mean, and then they're like, what is this? You know, Rachel Maddow. should have a shot. She should have. She should be on meds or something. Because I mean, how could you live like? Unless, of course, she's using this as a way of, you know, if she's kind of like just an entertainer. Oh, this is just my shtick.
Well, you know what, Carl? Here's the reality too in life.
No, but the hatred.
I understand. And there are people who feel the way they feel. They represent a people who watch a different mindset. And that's what's really good. Again, we have to have it all. Because
and
if everybody thought the same way,
you're absolutely right.
Things wouldn't change or would get done.
I totally disagreed with President Obama on many of the things he did. I had no hatred for this man. I have no hatred for him. I had, you know, I had a dislike of his policies, but I did not. I thought I respected this man as the fact that he was, when he was the president of the United States, I respected him the fact he was a good father. I respected the fact that, you know, he was in that position and was trying. I disagreed with many of his policies, but I would, you know, I didn't hate him. I didn't dislike him. I mean, I don't think you'll ever, you could go back over the last 8 years and never hear me say something like things that were being said last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, okay, well, but then right after that, though, right after it was over, sleep number. Okay. You changed.
I'm like, where are you going?
You changed your sleep number setting last night.
I did. I changed my sleep. Oh, I did, because my back has been. I've been a little out my left hip, so I just decided to go up to 60. So my sleep number setting is 60, and that's the beauty of having your own personal control that you can go on your side and change it. Because I've been hanging out at 40 for a while. This time I went up to 60, and I'm going to change it around. That's the beauty of my sleep number setting.
Well, sleep number has a number of different beds, and one of which will, as you move, it tracks your movements through the night and will adjust as you adjust. They've got beds that will help with snoring. They've got it all there. And right now, in honor of the 52 years of Super Bowl, they've got, take $52 off any item over $100 from Sleep Number, which, by the way, have you tried their pillows? We have their pillows. We love their pillows. Anyway, you have to visit sleepnumber.com/biggame. Get your $52 coupon. Go on down there. You know, maybe pick up a pillow, maybe pick up sheets, whatever you want down there at Sleep Number. And it's in the Target Shopping Center right next to the Vitamin Mart. That's Sleep Number. You're not going to be sorry. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency. And with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. that dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the last day of January 2018. Already we've lost a month, Linda. You were not paying attention.
I totally
You know what? You were on your sleep number bed. You were out there singing. You were doing all these other things. And look what January got away from us.
It's the last day of January. And then before, you know, February is the shortest month, so... We're already laughing like that before you close your eyes and it's March. And I'm starting to panic already, and it's not even Christmas. Don't go there.
Hey, it's 39 degrees going up to 66 degrees today. Weather reports by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. So many things going on in the world. The moon. Has everybody had a chance to see the moon today? You had, okay, what was it? It was a blood moon, a once in a blue moon, and a
red.
And a red moon mm-hmm. because of the eclipse. Now, we ran out last night. It was right there. Last night I wasn't doing it. I was doing it this morning around 5:30. So I run out in the backyard, and there's no moon. Okay. So then I have to run out into the front yard. And then you see it, like, between the trees, you can see it. And, I didn't see it because I was standing in the wrong spot. Linda comes out and moves me over, like, 6 feet.
Well, I went out at 5:30.
Yeah.
And I you know, of course, with barefoot looking around, like, I am so cold. And it was big windows. It looked downtown. And then I went to, like, well, usually I see the moon there. And I thought, well, maybe it's, you know, on the other front of the house.
Right, it's in the front of the house because it's on the other side. You know, the night's over.
So, yeah, we saw the red moon.
Yep.
It was cool. I'm glad we saw it because it not since the 1800s.
1880 something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, probably Sue knows all about that.
So I'm cruising around, and of course, online, the pictures on USA Today Life. And there's Preston and April and Melania. That is just so cool. You know, in a moment, I'll just think, in your lifetime, he will have this precious moment. And of course, we saw LaMalfa last night on 2. He was in the chambers. And
he patted Trump on the shoulder. Of course, he's like 8 feet tall already. So it was, you know, so he had to lean down to do it, you know, because he was standing on, you know, on one of those.
And he called in today to the morning news, and they were talking about Preston because it's really, you know, quite something, you know.
It is. We're going to try and get Preston on as soon as we can. By the way, to donate, you can go to PrestonSharp.org. And I think there's a GoFundMe, but this one, Preston Sharp. PrestonSharp.org if you want to help out with this young man and the money that they're using to put flags and flowers on our veterans' graves. Okay, Jimmy Kimmel. Okay, if you follow the story, this non-story.
No.
It's a non-story. An adult film star named Stormy Daniels. And somehow somebody says that she had a brief fling with Trump. So, and the Wall Street Journal says, well, they paid her to do this. Well, there's no proof of it, except Stormy Daniels keeps saying, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. So Jimmy Kimmel gets her on the show, and he says, that doesn't look like your signature on the statement that says it's not true. She says, it doesn't? She says, really? And she's just playing Kimmel. And Kimmel's trying to get her to say that, hey, did you ever have an affair with somebody that plays golf? And, you know, she won't answer. But here's the thing, is it? It's a total non-story, yet they keep bringing it up on this thing. It's like she's denied it several times. She's denied it in writing twice. It is her writing. Her representative says, yes, of course she signed it. She's just playing with Kimmel. So it's just, it's amazing how they just keep trying to find it. Now, the other part, and I know I shouldn't get into this, but the Hollywood stars. Oh, no, we hated his State of the Union speech. Did you listen to it? No, I didn't listen to it, but I know I'm going to hate it. It's Mark Ruffalo again. Pudjo is out there. Pudjo is out there again saying, I hate it. Did you listen to it? No. You know, these are the guys. You know, if these, what have they done? What have they done in their lives except be hypocrites? You know, so, okay. It's my favorite self-licking ice cream cone story.
I know,
Hollywood stars.
Who would have ever thought that I'd marry a man that was just so anti?
I'm not anti. I am anti-idiots. You know what? I don't care if they're right-wing, because get me started on a couple other people, on this new California breakaway. What's her name? Or what's the name of it? It's new, you know, Split California, California. I don't know what it is. You know, Preston and those guys, they're a bunch of jerks. You know, they come in trying to, steal, I don't know what they're going to steal, the thunder or something of these people that, you know, the state of 51, whether you believe it or not, they have worked really hard on this. They have worked all over the state. And all of a sudden here comes these four or five people go, well, we want to split the state into, you know, the coast, you know, little spots on the coast and then the rest of the state. And who are these guys? Anyway. It's, again, so it can be on the right side, trust me. Preston said that he does not believe in the Sandy Hook shootings. He has said that. And as soon as he said that, and I just looked at him, I said, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. You don't believe in this? You think it's a fake? This is the kind of people they have leading that movement.
Okay, so the headlines on one of the...
Which is totally different than the State of 51 movement. Okay, I want people to make sure they know that there's a complete difference between those two groups. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
What two groups? Say it again.
The people that want the State of Jefferson.
Yes.
You know, come for 51, that group.
Right.
And this other group from Preston and these guys that, you know, it's
Paul Preston,
you know, Split California.
Okay.
Or whatever it is.
Okay, those are two different groups.
Two totally different groups.
You want to elaborate more on that?
No, I'm finished.
Well, I was just, you know, wanted to share, because we have a few minutes left, about maybe in the, you know, I've gone through USA, I've gone Drudge, I haven't gone to Huffington yet. I liked it, because Huffington's kind of like the SMNBC. So, Drudge headlines, of course, Trump shows heart. CBS, 75% approve of speech.
A lot of people really approve the speech that maybe don't approve of Trump. But he hit a home run in his speech. I really think he did.
So it says here, it shows a picture of Pelosi with her lozenger.
She's sucking on a lemon.
Frowns at call for working together. Guterres, triggered by USA chants, flees House chamber.
Yeah, people realize. Yeah, I heard that. USA.
Black
USA.
Damn stone face reaction to news of low black employment. CNN says Melania was wearing white to protest her husband. Can you believe that?
She was wearing white. Who said that? MSNBC.
This is CNN.
Says that she was wearing white to protest her husband.
Open this up. This is, it says.
Oh, it speculates. Of course they would.
Yes.
They're idiots.
To demonstrate just how far down the drain her standards for news and analysis were, CNN spent a couple minutes before the State of the Union Tuesday. If First Lady Melania Trump's outfit was designed to protest the president, her own husband,
where do you go with this?
No, if I wear white, does that mean I'm protesting?
Obviously, you are if you're the What was the reasoning behind it, though?
Stunning.
Yeah, I mean, was there a reason behind it?
Oh, okay, let's just.
She did
drive up separately this evening from the White House.
Yeah. Okay.
We do hear from the White House, however, Wolf, they will be driving home together. The president and the first lady will share the ride home, but it is again bucking tradition that she drove up on her own.
So what? You know what? Guess what? They're
different. They buck traditions all the time.
Well, what about the white dress, though? Did it have anything about that? Or the white costume?
Do you know she's wearing a cream color? This is what they're saying. The first lady was sending. There was a message, supposedly. You know she's wearing a cream color suit here, which I find interesting. Remember last year, the female Democrat senators all wore white, she recalled, while claiming it was to protest Trump's anti-woman policies.
Oh, so she's wearing it today. Like Melania Trump really cares about what the Democratic, you know, women wear. So because she's wearing a white, what's it, pantsuit, it looks like? It's really nice, elegant. So she's protesting her husband. You know, this is where we are. This is on CNN, the Clinton News Network. This is where we are. I just, you know, it's almost embarrassing. You know, we're not mainstream media, and we never have been, never will be. But it's almost embarrassing when you start talking about it, and you think, well, you know, we've got a radio station. But
I love the fact.
Have we ever stooped to that?
No, but I'll tell you.
No, nor will we.
When we closed this segment, one of the things I did love is that he brought back our flag, why we cross our hands over our hearts, why we honor the flag. It's a representative. It's symbolic, like the building we're standing in.
Yeah. And he says that the people that stand for the flag, whack. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, we're going to take a break here. We have Turtle Bay rolling in right behind us. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil. You taking a trip? 57,000 different places you can use their fuel card. That's right, 57,000. What about the water heaters? What about your heaters for your home, Toyo? They provide the kerosene for that. They provide the maintenance for that. And as it warms up in the spring here, you probably want to get those heaters maintained, and they do that. They'll come out and clean them, make sure they're ready for the next year. All of this from SST Oil, and they are looking for drivers. If you got a record, you got a clean record, if you can drive hazmat, they are looking to hire you right now for top prices. 241-1167. SST Oil, an employee-owned company that's been in the business over 50 years. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000 mile lease, 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF ends 131.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. to provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR. 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday. It is the 31st. Tomorrow, of course, is our first day of February, and we're so happy to have you here. Welcome back to the show. Again, it's currently 39 degrees. We're going to have a beautiful week this week. As we look at our forecast, beautiful days out, so you don't have to worry about carrying that umbrella, do we, Carl? Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
I haven't really carried an umbrella in a long time. It's kind of funny because when you talk about it, an umbrella, that's another story. Hey, this is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security is celebrating their 50th year. Bringing an ounce of protection, providing an ounce of protection, prevention, since 1968. They're going to have a lot of events going on. They are the ones that if you want to call to have help you with your business or your own home, it's North State Security. Why? Because they have a program where they can have somebody there at your business or your house in 10 minutes. Think about that, 10 minutes. How long does it take the police to get there? You may want to talk to North State Security. 243-0295. The largest security firm north of Sacramento, over 125 trained officers. There's more of North State Security on the road than there are police and sheriffs combined. North State Security. Okay, we're here with our buddies from Turtle Bay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Okay, so would you please introduce yourself to our audience this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Emily, and I work with Turtle Bay in our development department. So we focus on membership and events and all the stuff to help support Turtle Bay.
Emily Excellent. Was here a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I was.
And gave away a membership.
Absolutely.
So I'm curious if that person who got the membership would call in this morning. I'd like to know if you've gone to the park yet and what your experience is. So do call us this morning if you're listening. I really want to hear about that because that was a very generous. This is what we love about you guys. We call you. We know that there's an event coming up. We love you and where Turtle Bay is going and also the new Sheraton. So we want to hear what's transpired for you and what is happening with membership.
Yeah, you know, I think membership is always something we have to work on as folks understand more about what the park is and how the park benefits their family. Our goal is always for people to see the benefit of joining as a member because there are those other perks and because you know that it's always a place that you can go with your family. So with that one-time fee, it gets you an entire year of fun and enjoyment, but it also gets you perks at the Sheraton, 10% off at the restaurant and for rooms.
Yes.
And it also gets you the opportunity to experience our events and all of the fun that we have throughout the year.
$88?
It is $80 for a family membership. Yep. Absolutely. Now, it's a steal.
It is a steal. And I tell you why. That has not changed in a long time.
That's right. Yes.
And what this has done is you all listen to people that said, why should we have a membership and then pay for events? You listen to that and you said, you know, you're absolutely right. One price, a family membership of you can bring yourself and four kids, and they don't even have to be your kids.
Yep.
Right? They can be
That's
as long
right.
as they're not adults. You can bring in the neighborhood kids as long as they're, you know. They look
all
like
right.
do they have to look like you at all?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay. But then that's the only thing that you pay for to see everything. The only other expense is if you go into the butterfly exhibit and or the
larakeets.
The larakeets where you buy the juice.
The nectar,
which of course is my favorite place. I want to sponsor Batman. You know, the one that looks like the Batman.
Yeah.
I want that to be my bird.
I love that.
Anyway.
And let's go to our next Turtle Bay.
Seth Magaha.
Yep.
The man.
My name's Seth Magaha. I am fairly new to Turtle Bay. I started here in May as the marketing and PR manager. And so I handle everything between the website and social media to all of our video and photography and And then all of our PR and advertising work as well.
You're doing just a smashing job. it's great to go on Facebook and see it's so interactive. And, of course, that's where we are, where we're going in our future. Is everything's going to be so interactive, or it is already interactive. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see, since you've come on board, that, you know, these little videos all over the place. It's just fantastic. It's like being in your backyard.
He sends it to us on a Monday. And what we do is we pull the sound out of that, because it's without the you don't have to see it to understand what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Yeah. We pull the sound out of that and play it.
Yeah,
as a spot for Total Radio, this is what's going on.
Right.
I mean, I like it. Because
so you're in your game,
gives us
on your game.
Regular spots that we have, plus then this is what's happening.
Yeah,
I like that.
And Turtle Bay has been a phenomenal place for me to explore different ways of telling story creatively and not just advertising. I mean, we have a lot of things that we want to tell people about, a lot of specials and events and that kind of thing. But I think what people really like to see is the animals and Sundial Bridge and things that make people proud to be in Reading, and it just elevates the attitude about Reading. And so that's where my focus is not just advertising, but really telling the story of Turtle Bay and Reading as a whole. And so far it's been I wouldn't say easy, because there's definitely challenges, but Turtle Bay is a wonderful thing for me to explore different creative ways of showcasing it online. And social media has been a great place for us to share those images and those videos.
Well, so. What I like, the key word you're saying is elevates.
Yeah.
And that's why you guys are passionate about what you're doing. If you feel like you're part of a change and a growth and a positive move forward, it's very stimulating. So I love the enthusiasm behind the Turtle Bay. Now, you have exhibits. Can we talk a little bit about the two new? There's a new exhibit along with one that's been there for a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully, folks were able to get out this weekend. But if you weren't, you've got plenty of time. Our newest exhibit, Design Zone, is going to be in one of our main exhibit halls through the month of April. And really, it's an interactive exhibition. It focuses on problem solving using math and science in some of our most interesting job opportunities. So kids and adults alike get to sort of experiment with what it would be like to be a designer of a roller coaster and figure out the angles needed to make the best jump on a skate park. We have a DJ booth where they get to figure out how many beats per minute it takes to get someone to dance. You know, just some really cool opportunities to explore careers and then see how math and science integrate into those in fun and unique ways.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
Now, earlier Seth had talked about, had I been to, what's the science museum in Oregon?
OMSI.
Had I been to OMSI, and I said no. I was like, where are we talking? Which country or which state? Where are we? OMSI. It sounds like Ibiza. No, I haven't been to Ibiza. Have you been to OMSI? No.
Right. Yeah,
I've been to Madagascar, though.
There you go. This one comes to us from the Oregon Museum of Science, I believe.
Oregon Museums of Science and Industry.
There you go. Absolutely.
I grew up in the Portland area, so that I grew up going there as a kid, so... It's like, I understand exactly what OMSI is about, but they're exhibitions that are really, I guess you could say durable, so they're really great for kids of all ages to really just play and mess around with, and so I think that's what we really needed in the museum, is something where kids can just really dive in and just have fun with some of these, they're technology booths, basically, and we have a video up on our website right now that showcases it, and it's a great exhibition. It's really fun.
So they would go to turtlebay.org.
Yep, turtlebay.org.
And then see what this is, because I love that. When I think for me, I know as a child, I had to visualize and touch in order for me to learn.
Yep.
And in school in those days, everything was by the book, and if you had attention deficit or anything, those words were never even thought of. So I love the fact that these are ways that you can bring your kids. Maybe your kids are overactive, but they don't know what their calling is. They don't know what they want to do, and bring them someplace that they may feel like, wow, I could figure that out, or I love that, and they all of a sudden get have that infectious thing hit them and they find a new interest.
Right.
And they learn something.
Yep.
So we're going to take an early break, and when we come back, more with Turtle Bay and their another event that's coming up that is one of the North State's favorite events. We're going to talk about that, and tickets are going to be given away, but you have to find out what this event is about. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Home Helpers. If you're looking for the in-home health care to keep your family, I don't know, I think keep them healthier and happier. You want to do it where they're in their own homes. An affordable solution. Quality, compassion, and home care. Home Helpers. Sharon Clark handpicks her people. She makes sure everybody is the right fit when she has them come to your home. If I was going to put Linda, if I was going to have somebody take care of Linda, it would be through Home Helpers.
Right.
Give them a call. 226-8350.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going up to 66 today. It's going to be beautiful. Sunshiny. The whole few weeks are going to be like this. Wow. This portion of the show brought to you by 41's Jewelry, Linda's favorite place to visit when she just has, you know, when she's just got nothing to do for a few minutes. She just drops by and sees.
Great for watch repair and jewelry repair.
Yeah. You know what? It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We mean full-service. Like you said, the watch repair is the only place in town. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I go down there and buy a bauble now and then for Linda.
Our guest this morning is our wonderful Emily and Seth from Turtle Bay. And we had asked earlier, you had given away a very generous
last time you were here.
Yes, and which was a few weeks ago.
A membership.
A membership to Turtle Bay.
Okay, so I know you're listening right now, and so what happened is that your name is on the list. You can come in anytime you want. With you know, and so everybody knows who you are. You don't have to show a card or anything, but your card was, you know, it takes them a while to generate the card, but your name immediately that day went on the list. So if you want to go down today, give your just say, hey, it's me, George, and walk in with your family. It's fine. Nobody's, you know, you're welcome to do that. And the card, though, should be getting to you any day now.
Absolutely, any day.
Yeah, you check that they're in the mail.
They're sorry if there was a misunderstanding, but sure you've got it, buddy.
Yeah.
And you know what? And it was a generous offer.
Yeah.
So you've got it, buddy. Just head on down there. Okay.
Great.
All right. Now, I think you even sent him an email. But that was just a coincidence that we brought all this up.
Yeah, right. We just thought.
We have an event that's
coming up, chocolate in the chocolate after dark.
Right, that's perfect. I love that.
That's Linda.
All right, so let's hear about. Well, first of all, it's just a phenomenal event. But let's hear your description of this year's chocolate after dark.
It is. Yeah, this is one of our big fundraisers for the year. So we want folks to know that their ticket and all of the the opportunities they have during the event to support Turtle Bay go right back into our program. Right back into education and providing these great exhibitions and supporting Turtle Bay. This is an event that's a lot of fun because you get to be in the museum after hours. And what's more fun than that, right? You feel like kind of exclusive in that. The event is all about showcasing local wineries, showcasing local cider companies, and showcasing chocolate, which is just amazing, right? We've got savory and sweet options from a number of different vendors here in town. You get to taste everything. Your ticket, which is $35 per person, gets you in the door and the opportunity to try a few of each of the opportunities at our vendors. And then really it's just about having a good time and being in that museum after hours and socializing and getting to enjoy Reading nightlife.
And so how do we go about getting tickets?
Absolutely. Tickets can be purchased online through our website, so that's turtlebay.org. There's also a link on the Turtle Bay Facebook page, and you can come into the museum anytime during our normal business hours and pick up your tickets this week. We do not sell tickets at the door, so we really want to encourage people to come in beforehand or grab those tickets online prior to Friday.
Okay, here, I'm just going to say this to gals and guys and friends. If you know how crazy Valentine's Day gets, it's such a overbearing holiday. And if you're not seeing me in concert singing at Wind River that night, then forget about it. Then you need to make your date for this Friday and go to Chocolate After Dark. Surprise your friends, surprise your sweetheart,
love that.
Whoever it is, take your mom and dad, take your family, take whoever you want. But it would be a really wonderful gesture to open your beautiful February with an event like this. First of all, the money is going towards Turtle Bay, so that feels good. And second of all, you're having all these wonderful wines and foods and pairings. And yeah. It really is I've been there several years in a row. It's a wonderful, feel-good event, and it's yummy, and you see a lot of people in town. And it's just, and it's inside the museum. It's really one of a kind night.
That's
so
right.
I encourage you to go get tickets. And I think you may have a little surprise for us, too.
Yes, we brought along a pair of tickets. We want to make sure that one of our listeners this morning gets the opportunity to come and enjoy on Friday night with us. We want to give those away.
And that the value is?
Again, as we said, $35 a ticket, so $70. That's
$70.
A great date night.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So I
tell you what, we'll take the second caller at 605-4567. Call in and you get tickets for,
this Friday night.
This Friday night with chocolates after.
Chocolate after dark.
From 7 to 9 p.m.
Yep,
7 to
absolutely.
9 p.m. Give us a call and you can pick up those tickets.
That's exciting.
Okay.
That's really great.
Right on.
Now, I have an idea about why. How much chocolate can you eat then? I mean, can you come out looking like kind of a raccoon?
Right, wear those elastic pants.
Yeah, so you come out looking, you have chocolate around your eyes.
Now, you're walking around.
Yeah. We have a winner.
You're walking around, and so you have these little stations.
Yeah.
So what you're getting is you're getting a cocktail or the wine from these different wineries, and then that particular winery is pairing it with some different things. So you may cheat little morsels. So your whole night you get these. It's just a great social event. You're not sitting down with a big plate of food. You know, you're kind of. You could take your little wine and your food and sit down and then try the next one. There's plenty of space. We do have a winner and a caller.
Yes, so. We have a winner already. So thanks for calling, everybody.
What I have to share with you is I always wonder, why isn't somebody calling right away? Well, there's a 7-second delay.
Oh, okay.
So we're here live.
There you go.
And we're wondering because people sometimes are pulling off the side of the road and they're trying to get in and, and they don't want to
get that phone call. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah. So we got to get their name.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see who we have.
Chris won. Okay.
Two tickets.
Chris. Tickets for Chris.
Oh, I love
that,
it.
You know what? Awesome. We should not even count that. But okay.
Yeah,
no. We got tickets for Chris.
She's listening, and we love you, Chris. And I know you're going to have a great time. It's a wonderful event. And I encourage you, encourage all of our listeners to go to turtlebay.org and support this event. Now, also, mark your calendars for March 24th.
Right, absolutely. We've got our annual auction coming up March 24th. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a really fun night out. It's a great opportunity to come and support Turtle Bay. We've got a live auction and a silent auction and some other opportunities to support. We really want folks to come on out to our auction.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Linda's okay, going to be the MC there.
That is right.
Along with Patrick.
Patrick from Patrick and Billy.
From Q97. And I love
you two make a good pair.
We have a blast. And
should Billy and I get a little bit upset about
no,
that?
No, you and Billy should go pour a cocktail someplace. okay, so what else do we have? We've got about 4 minutes left. Let's plug some more of what's happening within the park, what you may want to say, what else is going on in February. Because I know you'll come back on. We have a monthly time slot for you, Turtle Bay. But let's, we have now.
Okay. Well, we have our weekly program that's been really popular called Little Explorers that happens on Thursdays at 10 a.m. That's for 2 to 5-year-olds and their caregivers to come and explore. We have it in the Mill Building, and that's been a program that's been really popular month after month. So that's something that I always like to plug to parents and caregivers to bring their 2 to 5-year-olds to that. We have our programming on Saturdays, Family Second Saturday, and Science Saturday. And those are open to anyone that comes into the park through park admission or for members. And we basically expand what we normally offer in the museum, and we offer these new booths scattered throughout the whole museum with different stations for kids and their parents to come up and interact with different science projects and that kind of thing. So Saturday programs are really big for us. Can you think of anything right now? I can look at our schedule.
Let's talk a little bit about the animal shows.
So the animal shows, actually the very last series of our animal shows for the winter are this Thursday through Sunday.
Great.
And then we're going to take a little break until our summer animal programs.
Right.
So
I understand that the trainers out there have to take a little hibernation.
They do.
They sleep for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. The animal shows have been going very well this winter.
Mm.
And so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all at 2:30, we have animal shows this coming weekend.
And is that in the amphitheater where it usually is held?
So weather permitting, they've been able to have some of them out in the amphitheater this season so far. But really those are more often held in that Mill Building, which is newly renovated. So it's got some great new features. It includes this big replica redwood where you can walk through and see the animals.
Cool.
It's got a really great turtle space for our Mojave, our desert tortoise. And then it's got some of the same, puppet shows and great opportunities for our younger kids to interact as well.
Yeah. How fun.
Well, way it's going to be this weekend, it's a, it's going to be like spring, 70 degrees.
Perfect.
You know what I like about the animal shows? You never can tell what's going to happen. and the trainers, and I shouldn't say the trainers, but the handlers go, okay, all right, let's go. All right. We're just going to go on to our next one.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the badgers sitting there looking at it going, not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah, I'm not going to dig for that little piece of grub there. Not today. Hey, we've got to run. Emily and Seth from Turtle Bay, you guys have done such a great
job.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Sheraton except everybody. You know what? If you're going to eat at the Sheraton, You better make reservations because you don't get in there into the restaurant. Plus the you know, this weekend is going to be absolutely outstanding because they've got that patio out there with the dog, with a little dog friendly menu.
Absolutely,
and they can bring your dog out there. You got it all.
Yeah.
So it's launched. It's a beautiful place. It's events are filling up in there already. We know people are having birthdays, weddings. You know, so it's great.
Yeah.
So you know. You're doing a great job there, Seth, obviously.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And Emily, you're killing it over there.
Thank you.
And Chris, congratulations for winning the two tickets for Friday night. And again, we encourage everybody to go to turtlebay.org.
We're going to put them in a high place. You're going to have to probably borrow a ladder to get to them. Okay. Hey, everybody have, you know, we're going to turn them loose. And when we come back, we're going to have Chuck Kinney with us. And Chuck owns the business
Shasta Gas Propane.
But he does so many other things that we want to bring him on so we can talk about what he does in the world and what he's done and, you know, and helping a lot of people through a lot of difficult times. So we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading, the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A top federal health official is resigning. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Brenda Fitzgerald stepping down in the face of a conflict of interest in her investments. Democrats pretty much sat on their hands throughout President Trump's State of the Union speech. At least one Democrat appears uncomfortable with the response. Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, a state where Mr. Trump is quite popular.
Just to sit there and frown is not going to fix anything. So let's embrace each other and try to make it work. And when we disagree, we can work through that. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Manchin on CBS this morning, the president called for unity across party lines for the sake of the American people. He also urged better border security.
Tonight I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws.
The president also acknowledged families who have lost loved ones to MS-13 gang violence. Federal authorities reportedly investigating Apple's slowing of older model iPhones.
The Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg report the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission are probing whether Apple violated securities laws. In December, Apple apologized for the slowdown after a blogger's test revealed the secretive practice. Apple has previously been rebuked by lawmakers and faces a French probe along with a slew of lawsuits that alleged the company aimed to boost sales of newer models.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. American businesses continued hiring at a healthy pace last month, a sign the economy is off to a solid start for the year. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow up about 135 points, the S&P 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's been a shakeup at Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency following this month's frightening false alarm.
The false warning of an incoming missile resulted in terror and fear for the people of Hawaii, and it wouldn't abate until emergency management lifted the alarm some 40 minutes later. Emergency Management Director Vern Miyagi has resigned, an employee has been suspended without pay, and the worker who sent out the message has been fired. Retired Brigadier General Bruce Oliveira says the man had trouble keeping things straight in the past.
He has confused drills at least two times.
An FCC cybersecurity expert says the biggest problem was There were no procedures in place to prevent a single person from mistakenly sending a missile alert. I'm Tim McGuire.
The European Union's top diplomat urging the U.S. not to go it alone in any attempt to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Townhall.com. The Fed's looking for packaging changes for some sick stomach medications to prevent their abuse.
The Food and Drug Administration says there's been a spike in overdoses from some of the over-the-counter drugs for upset stomach, which actually contain a small amount of an opioid. Regulators are urging the makers of Imodium and loperamide generics to make smaller packages, like 8 tablets per box, to limit access to possible abusers. 15 deaths have been tied to the drug between 2010 and 2016. It's similar to the restrictions placed on Sudafed after it was learned the decongestant could be processed into methamphetamine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Fox and the NFL agreeing to a 5-year deal for Thursday night football games. Those games previously televised by CBS and NBC, two of the league's other network partners. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled. Same great service, same great walk-in humidor. Outstanding place, open 7 days a week. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our phone number is here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, hop in, and you can hear the show all over the world, and you can make your comments, too. So, good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 8 o'clock portion of KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio here in KCNR. It is great to be here on the last day of January. That's right. Today, mostly sunny with our highs of 66. It's currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Actually, we're up to 42. Mostly cloudy tonight with our lows of 45. Partly sunny tomorrow with our high of 77 and our lows of 46. Mostly sunny on Friday with our high of 75. Get ready for this fabulous weekend. Saturday, high. Our temperatures will be around 75. And, oh, my gosh, 77 on Sunday. I don't know. Are your bulbs starting to blossom?
No, but I'm starting to sweat. So you know what? I got out of my long sleeve shirts and got everything prepared for the winter. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing fishing shirts that are, you know, like they're nylon because
don't put them away yet. Yeah,
I'm hoping.
Yeah. So the gladiolas are starting to like reach for the sun and the sky and all that stuff.
We're making a run to a Reno, and we were thinking, okay, we'll get the truck because the chains and all this stuff. Are you kidding? I mean, we could drive a sports car with a we could drive a convertible over there.
Anyway, open up the sunroof. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. I say that every time we read the weather. So how appropriate, how wonderful to be able to segue into, and the owner of Shasta Gas Propane is live in our studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Chuck. It's great to be here with you.
Chuck Kenny.
Chuck.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing terrific, except for this nice weather. I need another month of winter out there. We need some snow on the ground.
We do need snow.
Because if we don't get snow up there in the snowpack, we're going to start right back in where we were like 4 years ago.
Well, exactly. You never know. So we have, you know.
It can still happen.
It can still happen. It's just February, March, April can be funny months.
It can.
So it's all good. So Chuck, it's so great to have you in here today. We just attended a wonderful event with you, the California Deer Association. On Saturday, we talked about that and the generosity of our community. And
the generosity also of Shasta Gas Propane because, you know, last year, and you saw the fruits of it this year, last year when we went there, Chuck, they have an event where you sponsor a special needs individual. Well, last year, Chuck and Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks sponsored a hunt for I can't even. I'm trying to think of the right word before a lot of money. I guess a lot is the right word. I was going to say a very surprising lot of money.
But that money goes towards beautiful event.
But this is just one of the things they do. But this one provided a hunt and all these other things for the young man who would have never had a chance to do this for a regular guided hunt.
Yeah, the California Deer Association puts together a hunt for these special needs kids annually, and we had the privilege of sponsoring that. And they have the equipment for those who can't even hold a rifle. They can set them up. There was a gentleman that donated his ranch out in Platina and has landowner tags, and that they are able to hunt in the end of November. And the young man went out there, and they got him a wonderful deer. And he was so excited. And then he was at the show this year, and they showed pictures of his hunt, and they presented us with a book of all those pictures. It was a wonderful time, and his grandfather could not say enough about the life-changing thing that happened with his grandson, Connor. So it was a real privilege for us.
Well, I tell you what, it was a type of thing that you all provided, such a substantial amount there to help more than just one hunt, and they do with other things that were very helps our community in so many different ways. Then there was another one for this year, and Chuck got right in the middle of that one too. But you know what? I thought that was very gracious of you to let that other group win.
To give everyone the chance.
Right. Give everybody a chance.
Yeah. And I'm sure part of that is just it's also life-changing for you.
It really was. And the Deer Association actually put on a barbecue for Connor, the hunter, and also our families. And they came over to our place and put on a full barbecue and did presentations. And it was really good because my kids and grandkids were there. And I am trying to pass on this legacy to my kids and grandkids, how that we give back to the community. We have been so blessed in our business, but we want to give back and support the local community. And so my grandkids were really impressed, and it made a permanent impression on them.
Well, you know what? You know, this is the thing. First, let's go back and let's talk. That was a good, real good lead-in about where you are at now, but it wasn't always like that. With you and, when you...
Judy.
Well, first of all, let's go back to Chuck. Thank you for your service. And,
thank you.
Helicopter pilot during Vietnam. In fact, flew in the same unit as my cousin, except I think you were after...
Right.
You were after when Jimmy was flying.
Right.
And all the things that have happened since we've met Chuck, that ties us into my cousin. My cousin passed away, 8 years ago now. And from Agent Orange, from the effects of Agent Orange and wounds suffered in battle. But but Chuck has brought in people that knows him and then my cousin reached out to and touched with people who had lost loved ones over there. But Chuck, tell us about you and how y'all got here.
Well, one of the legacies, I guess, of the Vietnam experience in Agent Orange and post-traumatic stress is that I've had a number of different jobs in my career and quit a bunch of really good jobs. I was telling someone that a couple of weeks ago, and the guy said, man, the light just went on. He said, my dad flew 29 missions during World War II, and when he came back, we would be up on top of the mountain financially, and then he'd come home and quit the job, and then we're all eating beans again. And he said he never understood that one of the legacies of post-traumatic stress is this tendency to quit really good jobs and, just reject the whole system. So I have had a little of that in my background. But we were blessed 21 years ago to we moved to Redding in 1990. And in 1997, we started Shasta Gas Propane. I finally figured out at 50 years of age that I needed to be self-employed. And so we started Shasta Gas Propane, and for the last 21 years, we have been really blessed. First of all, we're a Christian business. I got saved after I came back from Vietnam, and so I give the Lord the glory for that. But we have had the opportunity to start a business, and one of my motivating factors is a wise man, according to the book of Proverbs, leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And so that goes right back to the Deer Association. I want my grandkids to know what they have a responsibility to be employed and working and whatnot. But once they are blessed with that, then to share those blessings with the community and be leaders in the community as far as giving back. So,
well, your granddaughter was sitting next to you the whole time.
Right.
She is a cutie, too.
Right, right.
So.
But, did you have, before you got into it in 1990 when you bought your business and you were 50 and you decided to become your own business owner, did you have a history at all with gasoline and propane and fuels?
No. When I moved to Northern California, I had had propane one time in my life back in Missouri when I was in college. And I could barely spell the word propane, but I did have a background of sales. And so I actually got a job working for a major national propane company as a salesman. And that happened in 91. And then in 1997, at 50 years of age, I was laid off. And that's when we actually started from scratch Shasta Gas Propane. And so for those out there that are listening, just because you're 50, when I got out of the Army, interestingly enough, at 25 years old, mm-hmm. I thought, man, you stay in the Army, you retire at 40, no one's going to hire a 40-year-old. I mean, they're over the hill. But we were able to start that company when I was 50 years old. We've now had it, and I'm 71 last Saturday. And so
last
for
Saturday
21
was
years,
your birthday?
Actually, Saturday before that.
Okay,
2 weeks
that's
ago.
Good.
Yeah. So
happy belated.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're here with Chuck Kenny. He and his wife have started a wonderful business here that helps a lot of people called Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bosty on Your Arm. Somebody else that stepped out. You know, I'm so far in support. I'm so much in support of those who start their own businesses, those entrepreneurs that have faith in themselves. And John and Sarah Bosniani are a couple of those people. They started a firearms dealership in 2008. And you think about that, just in the, you know, when the crunch was really happening and they started it. But I can't think of another place in town that I would go to buy a firearm or any of the accessories that go with it. They've got great classes in CCW, hunter safety, women's only classes, all of this at Bosniani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back with Chuck Kenny.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a very special Valentine's night, February 14th. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino. $55 per couple with your club card. Free slot play, steak and lobster, champagne and dessert. Sound delicious? Limited seating on Valentine's night with a 4 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. reservation. Call 243-3377 for your Valentine's reservation today.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
The name says it all. Veterans Diesel and Auto. When it comes to keeping your wheels rolling, you can depend on Justin to give you quality, guaranteed work. Customers on Yelp praise Veterans Diesel and Auto, saying it's excellent, honest, and fair repairs. Now, veterans, you can also receive an additional 10% off all labor costs on any car or truck repair. Veterans Diesel and Auto Repair, 5246 West Side Road. Look them up online by searching Veterans Diesel Reading, a veteran-owned local small business. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Welcome back to Pre-Fight Radio and here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 42 going up to 66 today. It's going to be beautiful. But as Sun Gold's telling me, she says, you know what, Carl? Don't get your hopes up because we have spring here in February all the time. Everything blooms, then the rains hit. And in March, we've had 100-degree days one day, and then snow comes in 2 days later. So, okay, we need the rain. And I know that Linda would love not to have it rain for 3 weeks, but really, we do need that. And the weather report, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm not going to say any more than that because the owner, the owner of Shasta Gas Propane is sitting across from me, Chuck Kenny, a Vietnam veteran who, as we've learned, has, when he was 50, decided to start a business and was called Shasta Gas Propane and has become very much a success with that. And Chuck, you know, as a veteran, we realize that it's tougher a lot of times for veterans to make that transition, you know, and go to work for people, as we said. And you've taken that one on head on. So you started a company, and let's talk about Shasta Tanks.
Well, after we'd been in business something like probably 17 years, I kind of saw the handwriting on the wall where that there is a crying need to go into some of the other even competing propane companies and help them with an issue where that they're bringing tanks that have been in the field for many years, bringing them back to their yard. And so I started a business where that we go and help them by picking up those tanks all over the state of California and northern Nevada. We bring them here to Shasta County, and we refurbish them. We knock off all the old paint and rust. We repaint them with a very durable paint. We put in brand-new brass valves, and then we take them back to those companies, or we sell them off to other companies. We started Shasta Tanks 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago now, and we've created at least 15 current jobs, and we've had a number of people that it's kind of an entry-level job, manual labor kind of thing, but we've had a number of guys, a number of veterans. In 2015, we were the Veteran Employer of the Year for the state of California, small business.
And I was honored to be there, and we'll talk about it, because you reached out to our veterans. And it's not an easy job, but it's a job where they, it's you can see what you're doing. You can see what you're accomplishing there. And these tanks that come in in some pretty bad shape.
But
when they're leaving, they're just like new.
They're just like brand new, and about 2/3 the cost of a new tank,
right,
which most of which are being manufactured in Mexico. But we are refurbishing these here in our country, creating those jobs for our guys. And we do not only have veterans. We've created a bunch of entry-level jobs for guys that could not find a job somewhere else or were flipping burgers or something. So we're bringing them in, starting them, but we've already given a lot of raises to them. In fact, there's a lot of companies bragging about new tax bill and whatnot. Well, we've been giving bonuses annually ever since we've been in business. But this year, what we've done, we're going to institute a 401k program for our young guys, many of which I remember when I was first married, 18, 20 years old, and I got into a employer-sponsored program where that we could buy stock in the company. And when I sold those stocks when I was in the Army, that got us through about a year's worth of low wages. So I want to do something to help our guys and get them stabilized and get them working toward a future and give them some education on what they need to do with their finances instead of just blowing it every week.
That's fantastic. So do you have yourself set up with where you send them to? You know, your group, your people that you feel like they're going to take you on a journey, like the Dave Ramsey.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I can be that good, yeah. But no, we're going to have a financial advisor. We've already got the program set up to where that we're doing a profit sharing this year, and then we're going to go into the 401k next year, and we're going to match up to 4% of their income. So
wow.
We potentially are going to be giving them an additional $20,000 to their bottom line.
So they can have a real
wow.
career.
That's exactly right.
A career
right.
and a life that they feel like if they got a home.
Right.
And they want to be the best, part of a family.
I want to drive a truck for Chuck. I want to drive a truck for Chuck.
Hey, we need a driver right now, so give me a call.
Are you looking for...
We're looking for a driver
especially
right now.
Veterans, yeah. but you're...
Hazmat
and okay. Class A driver.
Class
yeah.
A. And hazmat because of the propane that may be,
right.
The remains of propane.
Exactly.
Because you don't ship propane. You
no.
just, but some of the tanks still have some propane in it.
Yeah,
yeah Sue's over there going, I can drive. I can
come and see me, Sue.
But let me tell you, it's more than that because I've gone out and they, you know, you're almost, you've got, it's not just driving. You've got to be able to
you have to lift.
Well, you've got to be able to load those,
yeah.
those, and
crane operator.
Yeah, get up and
the,
down, yeah. Things like that. But you know what? You work for a great company that cares about you. So now we talked about the awards you won and this for the veterans. What would you say, Chuck, is one of the hardest things for our young guys coming back? Because, you know, you deal with them every day.
Well, one of the things I appreciate about our most recent conflict situation, war situations going on, is when our young guys come back, they're being supported by the local communities, businesses. They are appreciated for the service and sacrifice that they've made, for the most part. But you and I know that when we came back from Vietnam, we did not get that welcome home situation. So the question was, what's one of the toughest things on these young guys coming
yeah.
back? Well, just transitioning back into civilian life, because there is a definite attitude and mentality when you're serving in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And these young men have put their life on the line. There's a contract between them and this country. They'll put their life on the line for you and me, and we then need to respect that and take care of them when they come back. And so back in the late 70s, it was very difficult to get into the VA system and other things. Nowadays, they have opened those doors, and I appreciate everything that they're doing as far as getting these guys services, in particular, some of the mental health issues, you know.
Especially the mental health issues that are coming back. You know, and it's kind of, you know what, but you kind of said it. And a real good friend of ours by the name of Bruce Compton, a sergeant in the Marine Corps, worked for the county or the state for 20-something years. And he said, I just thought I was just angry. He says, I just, you know, you lived there. You know, he said my whole life was just angry. I just thought it was me. Until he realized what post-traumatic stress was. So when you have that, and when you're coming back from Vietnam, you didn't have all that back there, and back then you would be a lot of guys would say that I didn't ever even knew my dad was in the war. They wouldn't even mention it. Because they, you know, and literally they were going from flying or the jungles and, you know, being on patrols and a week later be literally out and sent back home. And that would be it. And they've been and a lot of people don't realize that a lot of those infantry guys and the pilots and a lot of the people there, every day they were out there. It wasn't like one of these things where you fight real hard for a month or 2 months and then you go back and refit like World War II. You were there constantly in a fight. All the time. So that one change has been huge.
Yeah.
But it still needs to be, you know, worked on because it's not everywhere.
Right. One of the benefits of working and us hiring a lot of these young vets is that they are around having that camaraderie still. I've had a grandson that was in Afghanistan and came back. And one of the things a lot of these young guys talk about is they miss that camaraderie. Mm-hmm. And once they're out, and a lot of them want to end up going back and reenlisting, you know, because they miss that tightness with band of brothers kind of thing.
Yeah, you don't have that. I mean, and it's not. And so, you know, and the things that you just automatically count on aren't there. So being able to have a business, we've got several veterans, and they can tease each other, and it's rough teasing a lot of times, but they love it. They love each other.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're here with Chuck Kinney from Shasta Gas and Propane and Shasta Tanks. We're talking about how he and Judy started this business. And you and Judy have been married
52 years last November.
You guys got married
1965, yeah.
You guys got married 65, and you went off to war.
You were chilling.
You were, and then you went off to war after that.
Yeah, I was 20 when I went in the Army, so I got married at 18.
So,
wow.
And how they've started this business, how they expanded, how they've won the award, and I was fortunate enough, I was honored to be there too when you received it in 2015 for being the Veteran Employer of the Year for small businesses in California. Not just Shasta County. This is for California. And how he started this other business because he saw a need for it, but then he's, you know, a lot of veterans come to work for him, and how you've expanded out the business to help other people. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, this is not the only thing you do. I want to talk about how you went from the missing in action, and the things you have done for our missing in action groups over there in Vietnam.
And then we'll get on to Nepal.
And because this man is giving back. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months. On four Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000 mile lease, 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF, ends 131.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank,
and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You got it. Hey, look, Sue's got her thing just like we
yes,
have our
absolutely.
Thing here.
Absolutely. Good
it's
morning.
It's doing great, Sue.
8:33 in the morning. Welcome to the back to the show. Currently 42 degrees. Our temperature's getting up to about 66 today with our lows of 45. And it's Carl and Linda Bott. Our special guest is Chuck Kinney from Shasta Gas Propane. First hour, we've talked about, you know, service and the business and veterans. And it's been a really, really good first half hour. We're excited about this next segment of the show, brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. If you're looking for the best haircut in the world, Man's Last Stronghold, a veteran-owned business, and as is many of the businesses that we have on our station are veteran-owned businesses that give really great service. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Chuck Kinney, of course, and we just talked about it. And we've got a caller. I think it's Jerry. Jerry, good morning.
Well, actually, it's Terry.
But actually, it's Terry. Okay.
Well, all right. Thank you, Terry, for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to thank Mr. Kinney. I mean, your business has shown integrity. You're just there's many, many people out here that respect the way you do business, and you're really an asset to our community. That's for sure. And I think that everybody there's many, many people that agree on that.
Thank you very much, Terry. I appreciate that comment.
And the other thing is that I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Someone like yourself, many of us think you would make a wonderful supervisor. Many of us, I know. Just maybe a little food for thought. It's just that, you know, when you have people like yourself with the integrity and people who run a business, who understand economics, people who are standing up for the right thing, sometimes we have to sort of go out there and ask you.
Well, I appreciate the thought. That is has never, ever been in my bucket list.
Hey, Terry, first of all,
things
Terry,
change.
Terry, Chuck cannot do that because, Chuck's parents were married, so he cannot run for office.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, a little food for thought, my friend, anyway, just a little food for thought. And there's many, many, many people out here that would certainly back you, even if it was just 4 years. But we need that kind of strength and integrity, and you have that, sir. So thank you for your service, and you're a patriot.
Well, thank you very much,
thanks,
Terry.
Terry.
I appreciate the comment.
That's nice, Terry. Thank you. Terry, the reason I said Jerry is because there was another line there, but from yesterday that I just, of course, even though it wasn't near the T, I kind of looked around and thought, okay, that could be a J. All right, we're here again with Chuck Kinney from, of course, Shasta Gas Propane, Shasta Tanks. You know, when we left, we talked about all the things that have gone on here, but you also traveled back to Vietnam.
I've actually been back three times since 1971. I went back in 2009, and then in 2013, and then in 2016, yes.
Okay, now, you went back for a specific reason.
Well, the first time in 2009, I just went as a tourist just to see what the country looked like. You know, when I was there, when I left in 1971, it was pretty tore up. So I went back just on a tourist.
A lot of Vietnam vets do that,
yeah.
Go back on those tours, you know,
exactly.
Places that they fought, and it's, you know, just... And I understand. I wish my cousin could have done that.
Yeah.
So I think he was still rooted in Vietnam in many ways.
Yeah.
So I think he needed to go back on something like this to kind of like let go.
Yeah. Well, it was
not saying that was you, but
yeah.
You know.
No, I needed some of that too. But in 2009, when we went back, unbeknownst to me, there was a Medal of Honor winner on our trip who was heavily involved in trying to locate three MIAs from his unit that had been lost in 1968 in the Ashaw Valley. And so they invited me to go along because I was a helicopter pilot, and they were also trying to locate the site of a missing helicopter or a crashed helicopter. They knew where it had essentially crashed, but they had never really spotted the point on the ground, the wreckage
itself.
Mm-hmm. So we actually went to the Ashaw Valley, and actually located an area to begin the excavation for the infantry MIAs. But while we were there, we went right around the corner about a half mile away and walked down the hill, and they had just done a slash and burn because those people are still subsistence farmers, so they're burning all the elephant grass and bamboo up so that they can plant a food crop. And so we walked down the hill after it had been burned off, and you could actually see the red dirt, and I kicked what I thought was a piece of soggy cardboard, only to find out that it was a piece of the fiberglass air intake cowling on a Loach helicopter. That's the same kind of helicopter that I flew in 1970 and 71. This thing had been blown to pieces, and we actually found the crash site. So now we have a firm location where that we can go in and start doing an excavation, because there were three crew members on that bird that were never recovered.
And loaches were not, people are very, they're very familiar with Hueys. The loaches were those little, almost like a bubble. And could carry, what, three people, four?
We had a three-man crew. They could carry four. We had a three-man crew and as much armament and the kitchen sink as we could haul. And
but it wasn't real. It was a smaller and a lot of a recon helicopter.
Exactly.
And my my cousin also flew that. And where they would go out and look for the bad guys to try and draw fire.
Well, that was how you found the bad guys.
Yeah.
You got down within 50 feet of the ground so that they could actually shoot at you, and then you knew where they were. So it was kind of an exciting job.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. The I can imagine. I mean, you know, flying in the backseat of those things, you know, doing things, and hey, don't worry, I'm a professional. You know, it's 19 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
19 years old. You know what? Given a 19-year-old their own helicopter, I mean, that's got to be better than a 57 Chevy.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you can shoot everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you go back, and so you've located those. And at the same time, when you met that Medal of Honor recipient, who's later on our show.
Right.
Because you go back to the
Vietnam helicopter pilot reunion.
Right, and then he was here. He had a book that we have.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that his wife, brother, was killed in action over there, and she never knew him because he was older. And my cousin Jimmy gave her some stuff from her brother because he did know him.
Yeah.
And he knew of that squadron at the time. So it was, you talk about a small world that people that Chuck knew, were people that my own cousin had dealt with. And my cousin was dead already. In fact, I got photos that I've never seen before.
And he was from Texas.
Yeah, my cousin's from Texas. But just because they go back to your convention.
Right.
And I have photos that I never have of my cousin from them.
Mm.
So it was really extraordinary.
A brotherhood, like you said, there's
exactly
a brotherhood.
It is. Exactly.
Now, are you got any more plans for going back to Vietnam? I know you said that they've got that dig going right now.
They've actually got an excavation going on the infantry MIAs right now, and it's about probably 40 or 50 feet square, and I think they're down about 10 feet or so, maybe a little more. And the terrain, actually, they bulldozed in a lot of that area and widened the roads and whatnot. So the level in 1968 is about 10 feet under the topsoil now. So they've excavated down to where they think they may have deposited their bodies back in those days. So
that excavation was some huge battles. That was the Once We Were a Soldiers and Young.
Yeah.
From that movie.
Actually, that was the I Drang, but it was part of that
complex.
The Ho Chi Minh Trail coming into Vietnam. And so that's why they were in the I Shaw and the I Drang trying to cut off that supply route. Yeah.
Okay. But it's not as easy as people think. It's almost like an archaeological dig.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. And they are looking for something that would have survived since 1968 in the dirt, not preserved at all. So they'll find a chip of bone, they'll find a tooth or something like that. And
which leads to the next part, is there is still an organization, a government organization, that's their whole job is to verify the remains that are found.
Exactly. And they're the ones that sponsor these excavations, and they're working with the Vietnamese government now. And they actually send in a crew. The Vietnamese government sends in supervisors, and then they actually hire the locals, Montagnards or whoever it may be in the area, to actually carry the dirt and sift through it, do it using regular archaeological techniques. And so they're looking for anything that they can bring back. And I think you gave the details on how they actually do some of these funerals. They will do a complete uniform and then put that one piece of remains in that uniform if that's all they have.
Because now with the DNA, you may have a tooth.
Yeah.
Or a bone or something that they can get enough DNA off and then can then identify the person.
Right.
Now in the military, you give a DNA sample.
Before you leave.
Well, no, you give a DNA. Yeah, they have your own DNA because just for that reason.
Wait, as soon as you enlist.
Is that if you get hit and you come into pieces, especially with the IEDs,
right.
At least they can identify. You know, if you're in a vehicle or something like that, and you pretty much know who's in the vehicle. But if you're out on a patrol and there's several people and then they're just missing, that if they find something like a tooth or a bone, and I don't want to sound, I don't want to get too graphic here, but they find a piece, they can now run it back and match it up to your DNA, and at least the parents and the family and the loved ones know.
That's exactly what the main emphasis is on these digs over there right now.
You told a story about I believe we were having lunch the other day, and we were talking about a man that had lost somebody. Or a family lost somebody over there?
Right. Well, they actually did the video in 2009 of our return trip. And one of the brothers is actually a retired cop. And he said that he has never mourned any of his family loss as much as he mourned his older brother that was lost, that they never got the body back.
They never found.
Never found him.
So one is always wondering...
Missing, presumed dead.
Where is he going to show up one day? You can't close the chapter.
Right.
So, on that note, let's take a break. When we come back, we have some very interesting information that you're going to be sharing with us on your next trip.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about Nepal. Hang in there with us, KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Happy New Year from the McConnell Foundation. Our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. There's an African proverb that goes, "To go fast, go alone. To go far, go together." We look forward to going far in 2018 with our community partners in projects and programs in the areas of community vitality, education, trails, and open space. Our future is bright together. Let's get started.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Our last segment of the day. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 42 degrees going up to 66 today. It's going to be beautiful weather today. And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. in the business for well over 25 years, voted best in the North State, another better-known business. You can't ask for better service than you can get from Alliance Heating and Air. This is the only ones we have that touch our HVAC systems. Put in an on-demand water system, hot water system. They've got it all. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas and Propane and Shasta Tanks, and you've got a shout-out.
Thank you very much. I'll give a little spot for your online radio. My brother-in-law, John Roderick, is listening this morning in Portland, Maine. And I just want to say hi, John. Hope
hey,
you're
John.
Enjoying the show.
Hey, John. And we've been, Chuck's offered you up as a tour guide in case we come to Portland, Maine here in
exactly
September
right.
or something. He said you speak English with a heavy accent. So a Maine accent or
a
something.
Accent.
Yeah, a Maine accent. Okay, you know.
So we were at this event with you on Saturday night, California Deer Association, and we said, hey, we're going to be doing this thing. And you said, no, we're going, I'd love to come, but we're going to be in Nepal. And then we're going to, I don't know, there was this list, but and I said, Nepal. So can you share with us what your mission is?
Well, the book of James talks about true religion, pure religion and undefiled, is that you visit the widows, and you support orphans. And certainly we have that here in our country. But in many of the foreign countries, when a woman becomes widowed, she has no support whatsoever. Certainly none from the government, but in many cases, not even from her own family. So we're actually going to go into India first, and we have been working with an orphanage over there, and they have gone from supporting about 20 kids. They built a building, a huge building. It's a school, and now they're running about 165 orphans in this orphanage over there. So we have some friends from Reading who are actually working with those people in that orphanage, and Steve and Brenda Hines. And so we're going to go and visit with them for a week. Judy's going to go along with me. But after we get through there, I'm going to take off and fly up to Nepal because we're also working with a group that is the director is based here in Reading, and it's Gen Pantha, and he is the director of the Children Rescue Mission. And one of the things that we are interested in doing and helping over there is he is battling this human trafficking thing that's going on, and I think you've got some details on that.
I certainly do. I looked up, you know, Nepal, and it's this particular article is written by The Pulse. Sex trafficking is a growing problem in Nepal. Up to 15,000 girls each year are trafficked from Nepal across the border, where they are sold into Indian brothels and forced to become prostitutes. These girls are as young as 7 to 24 years old, and the average age has remained around 15. They're held in cages. It's almost as if, remember the cribs, when you think about, you know, then the Chinese would come over and they would be sold. Here's the thing, is that sometimes the families are selling their kids because they're letting them go into environments where they think they're going to be educated, or they're going someplace where they're going to have a better life, when actually it's a disguise for the sex trafficking, which is it's incredibly huge. It's a problem. We're talking about it, and so you're going to be seeing this firsthand. We can't wait to follow up with you afterwards. But they're saying that some of these gals are required to initiate sex with as many as 40 clients a day.
Wow.
Absolutely sickening.
So what's your plans then, Chuck? Because this is...
Well, while we're over there, we're involved in a couple of other operations or a couple of other deals where that they are actually helping some of these villagers buy little carts, and they go to the market and get fruit and vegetables, and then they take it out into their little village and sell it. So we're helping some guys be entrepreneurs and start their own business. But one of the main things that we are interested there is getting out into some of the smaller outlying villages and educating the parents. Do not let your daughters go on the promise of an education or a good job, because this is what's going to happen to them. And so many of them do not have a means, radio or whatever, to be educated about really what's going on with these kids. And so they're trafficked from there into India, and in some cases shipped around the world.
So what the whole thing is to try and, well, to educate families, to say, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to have something better for your children. But look where, you know, look what's happening to them. And not to confront anybody or anything like that, but just to you know, have the education and then help out in the sense of helping somebody. Maybe that cart's going to make a difference of a couple of dollars, which is big for them.
Oh yeah.
Which will enable the child to stay there.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's hard. We have a sex trafficking problem in our own country, as everybody knows, and everybody's, you know, and you know, you try to get involved in that. But it's hard to believe that you see, thousands of these kids from age seven, going across the border, in that to these places, and I just see, when I see these things about this and child pornography, I can't not stomach it. I just can't.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. It's not that it's hard to believe because it's proof, but I don't see. I can't understand. I guess maybe that's it. I just don't understand how somebody could do that.
Yeah.
But you're taking a stand out there.
Well, we would not be going unless we had a contact here in Redding.
Right.
And so this community supports this type of investigative report and whatnot, and mm-hmm. we are very pleased and privileged to be able to go over and support their efforts over there. So,
well, maybe we should have this gentleman on too.
He'll be back. He's in Nepal right now, but when he comes back, he'd be happy
perhaps
to come
both on. Of, you know what? Perhaps both of y'all can come on, Chuck, and we can talk about this because, you know, we talk about Nepal, but we've also had many people talking about sex trafficking here, but it's all the same.
Yeah.
It's the taking advantage and it's the abuse of children and women and, into the sex trade where they have no choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, one of the I'll just read a quick paragraph here. Nepal is mainly a source country for men, women, and children who are subjected to forced labor and sex trafficking. Nepali men are subjected to forced labor most often in the Middle East and to a lesser extent within the country. Nepali women and girls are subjected to sex trafficking in Nepal, India, and the Middle East, and are also subjected to forced labor in Nepal and India as domestic servants, beggars, factory workers, mine workers, and in the adult entertainment industry. They are subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor in other Asian destinations, including Malaysia, Hong Kong, and South Korea. The Chinese district of Khasa on the border with Nepal is an emerging sex trafficking destination for Nepali women and girls.
That's amazing.
So you're going to be landing in and taking with you. Like you're saying, and I love, what was the Bible verse again?
In the book of James, pure religion, true religion, and undefiled is that you take care of the widows. I'm not quoting directly. Take care of the widows and the orphans.
Chuck, so, you ever want to load up the Huey?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could be a door gunner. I could be talked back into that again. You know, just kind of go over there and you find things like this, and you just want to just, you know, it's, you just want to lay waste to this.
Yeah.
And then you think about it, that's, you know, you think, well, that's Nepal, but we have a lot of those problems right here in our country.
Exactly.
And I know that you've been fighting on that one too. So, this whole thing of sex trafficking is, it's worldwide, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Maybe it's because there's just more people now actually wanting to talk about it and be more, but you're taking a stand out there. So we applaud you for that. You know, you help veterans. You've done so many things, and you're still young. Chuck and I were walking around his yard the other day. the business. And this was, I guess, maybe last year, and we're talking about, oh, we can do this, you can do this, and we look at each other. We're both, you know, we both got Arctic blonde hair. That's our color. We both have been through quite a few things in our lives, and we're sitting here thinking, talking about, oh yeah, we could just start this. You can start this. And then we think about people saying, oh, there's no jobs, there's nothing to do, and all, you know, I mean, and we look at each other, and we're kind of going, hey, we're two 70-year-olds here, you know, or close to 70,
yeah.
Talking about starting new businesses and, you know,
expanding
and doing all these things, and it's like, you know, maybe it is. Maybe we've got post-traumatic stress, and this is good. You know, this is the way we handle
have
it.
Have to stay busy. That's
have
exactly
to stay
right.
busy, or we're going to follow our wives around just looking at them.
Sometimes that happens. Go do something. Go shoot. Go out in the range.
Hi, honey.
You've been home enough. Go home. Go ahead, go out there. Oh. Hey, Chad,
well,
thanks
Chuck,
a lot
thank
for
you.
Being here.
And with your family and Judy, and blessings in your travels and journeys. And thank you so much for all that you do for the North State.
Thank you very much. It's a real privilege.
For our veterans and for our community and all that. And I understand why Terry said, gosh, you are, run a man of honor and integrity and a businessman. I mean, why wouldn't you want somebody like Chuck in a decision-making process someplace? But you're right. I would never think. You would last him like.
Sometimes
like
we do not
weeks.
Play well
yeah,
with others.
We don't play well with people. And it's like, yeah, okay.
Oh, you said it, not me. Yeah, but, thank you again for being with us this morning and sharing your heart.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, hey, tomorrow we're going to have Trish Clark in here and with us. We're going to have the Franchise Tax Board calling in, talking about all these new tax laws and things that are coming up and ways you can take advantage of it and ways not to get in trouble. He came by today.
Did he think he was on today?
Oh, no, he just thought, I just thought I'd stop by. Maybe I could get on. I went, shh, no. And I said, but we can't talk to you on the phone, Mark, because he's leaving today. So, so we'll get him on the phone tomorrow, James, and he'll talk about
it. Well, every now and then we do have an opening, but this is like heavy duty today.
Yeah, well, tomorrow we'll get him on for 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll talk to him about the new taxes. Last night, President Trump talked about it and about the tax breaks everybody's getting. So, have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
And coming up, Sharon Clark in Generations.
There you go. Sharon's with a whole group of ladies out there. All right, have a great day.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Multiple sources say an Amtrak train transporting members of Congress and staff to a Republican retreat in West Virginia struck a truck on the train tracks this morning. No serious injuries were reported on the train. The status of the driver of the truck was unclear. Some reports say he is being treated for injuries. The pace of Americans signing contracts to buy homes rose for a third straight month in December, raising an index of pending home sales by